Well, let's stick on the theme of Donald Trump. Andrew suggesting he'll serve another 6 years. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent and joins us live tonight ahead of, Simon, this crucial midterm vote. Is Donald Trump going to stay in power for another 6 years? And what significance did this vote play in that?
He's certainly going to stay in power for another two. I think I can safely say that. I mean, look, a lot of Donald Trump's future rides on what we learn over the course of the next few hours. Because if the Democrats succeed in taking control, not just of the House of Representatives, but also the U.S. Senate, they will be in a position really to reduce him to the status of a lame duck in the White House for the remainder of what he hopes will be his first term in office. And that obviously would throw a very substantial spanner in his quest to seek re-election. Interestingly, Tom, the first polls here will be closing in about 25 minutes from now. Polls close in most of Indiana and eastern Kentucky, so we're going to start getting some real results over the course of the next hour. But over the course of the last hour, we have seen data coming from the exit polls that are conducted when voters leave polling stations. And I would throw a sort of a huge public health warning over all of this. I remember on election night back in 2016 when the election, the exit poll data was published with reference to the presidential election, we all read it and we were all absolutely convinced that it indicated that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president. This exit poll data suggests, and it is preliminary, but it suggests that Donald Trump has got a problem tonight. While the vast majority of Americans believe, 68%, that the state of the economy is strong under Donald Trump, a situation that ordinarily you would expect to reward the president and Republican candidates across the country, 47%, nearly half the electorate, strongly disapprove of the job that President Trump is doing. And again, nearly half the electorate, 4 voters in 10, have told exit pollsters that they believed that healthcare, not the economy, was the most important issue that was guiding their vote today. Now, there's been a big debate inside the White House over the last couple of weeks. Should President Trump have done more on the campaign trail to emphasize his stewardship of the economy and done less to talk about this absolutely mythical, fictional invasion by the Latin American caravan that he insists is about to engulf the United States? Many of his advisors were urging him to tone down the rhetoric on immigration and make the case that his stewardship of the economy and that issue alone should be guiding voters as they headed into polling stations across the country today. Let's see what this exit poll data actually means in a few hours' time when results come in, but it would be excusable for President Trump's aides to be reading it and to be feeling a little bit nervous tonight.
And as you say, Simon, for our purposes, we might get the first indication of what people have voted for or where they've put their vote in about 20 minutes or so as Indiana and East Kentucky come in.
Yes, that's right. And then each hour, of course, polls close in an hour and a half's time. The polls will be closing in most of Florida, in Georgia, the rest of Indiana and Kentucky, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Vermont and Virginia. Mm. So at that point, we're going to have results absolutely tumbling in. Remember what's up for grabs here over the next few hours. It's control of Capitol Hill, the entire House of Representatives on the ballot, 1/3 of the U.S. Senate, the Democrats need to gain at least 23 seats from the Republicans in order to take control of the House of Representatives. That would give them then the opportunity, if they choose to exercise it, to begin impeachment proceedings against the president. Most polls have indicated that the Democrats can expect to enjoy a majority in the House of Representatives. The battle for the Senate, much, much tougher.
And as you say, Simon, we'll wait and see. Simon, thank you. Simon Marks, I'm sure we'll be back with you later on tonight. Your LBC's Washington correspondent.